We're on the bottom of Chatei Amidesh, on the Rabbon. Now we're at the head of Chatei Amidesh. The Elu Kroyim She'ein Mishachin. These are tears that can't ever be sewn up regularly. HaKorei Al Avimo, we learned already that Kriya on a father and mother, after 30 days you can be sholel, you can sew it up unnaturally, which the Gemara is going to discuss how to do that, and you can never sew it up regularly. The Aravo Shalimdo Torah, and your Rebbe Muvak taught you Rove of your Chochma. The Al Nasi, Kriya done on a Nasi, everybody has to do Kriya for a Nasi. The Al Av Bezdin, the Al Shmuel's Haroz, I will see which kind of Shmuel's Haroz warrant Kriya. The Al Birkas Hashem, you hear somebody cursing the Rabban Shalom's name. The Al Sefer Torah Shanisra, and a Sefer Torah that gets burnt. The Al Ore Yehuda, the Al Hamikdash, the Yerushalayim. You also tear Kriya on Ore Yehuda, and on the Mikdash, and on Yerushalayim. The Korea Al Mikdash, you mostly tear Yerushalayim. If you see the Mikdash first, you Korea, and then if you see Yerushalayim only after that, the Gemara discusses how that's possible, then you are Mosif on that same tear a little bit more for Yerushalayim. Okay, Rashi, the Evil Korin, the Evil Rabosim, Meseches Machos. This Brisa is in Evil Rabosim, Meseches Machos. Okay. Now that the Gemara learns where you know all these from. Other the Im of a Rabbo Shalim the Torah Minolan, where do we know you tear Kriya for a father, mother, and a Rebbe Mufak, Dichsiv, the Elisha Ra, whom it's Sayik, Elisha saw Eliyahu going up to Shemayim in a chariot of fire, and he's screaming, Avi, Avi, Rechav Yisrael of Parasha. So it says, Avi, Avi, Zeh, Avi, the Imam. And he tore his clothing. So we learn from there that you have to tear for your father and mother, because Avi, Avi, Rechav Yisrael of Parasha, Zeh Rabo Shalim do Torah, right? My Mashma, I know that Rechav Yisrael means that he was referring to him as his Rebbe. Kina Metargim Rav Yosef, Rebbe, Rebbe, the Tavla only Yisrael, but Shlose, Mersichin of Parasha. That you're better for Klal Yisrael with your tefillas than legions and chariots, more protective. So in Rechav Yisrael Parashah, he's referring to him as his Rebbe, who learned taught him Torah. The Lo Misachim in Olin. So for all those, we know that what's it called? You tear Kriya from this pasuk. How do you know that you can't sew it up? Right over there by. There's the pasuk by what's it called? Dovid HaMelech. When they tore Kriya for a shawl and for a klal Yisrael that were lost in the were conquered in the battle with the Plishtim, so it says he tore it to two. Imash Mishenem VaYikarim in Yodesh LeShnayim El Malamit Shikruim VaOmdim LeShnayim LaOlam. Even though we learned from this same pasuk before that you can't tear by just extend the neck opening. Right, it has to be separate from the neck opening, but it's the same idea. It has to be nicker constantly, and to begin with, that it's two, that it's a tear. Omar Reish Lakish, Rav Yochanan, El Yochaihu. Lamaisa, how can you say that you tear Kriya on a father or mother that die, a Rebbe that dies? Eliyahu didn't die. He was alive. Omar Lake, even the Si, Valora, Oud, the Gabe, Didei, Kaveistami. Since he never saw him again, he was like dead. So some people say from here, therefore, if you say goodbye to your father, he's going away somewhere, you never see him again. Right? In the olden days or whatever, went away, and he's going to Australia, you'll never see him again. So maybe you tear Kriya. You say, no, it has to be like Eliyahu, that it's not shaykh to see him again, because he went to Shammai. So even though he wasn't dead, but he was like dead. But somebody who some goes away and he's still alive, you know he's alive, you don't tear Kriya for him. Nasi va'avezdin u'shmuos haroz minolan. How do you know you tear Kriya for Nasi and avezdin and shmuos haroz? Dichsiv va'yichazik dovim v'vgodov va'yikro'ein v'gam kolo anoshim asher ito va'yispetu va'yifku va'yotsumu ad ha'ered al shol the Al Yonason Beno, the Alam Hashem, the Al Beis Yisrael Kinofla Bechorev. So what did they tear Kriya for? All these things. Each one warranted it separately, the Gemara is going to say, because the Al separates it. Shol Zenosi. Shaul, we learn from there, they have to tear kri on the Nasi. Nasi is a melech. Nasi and melech are interchangeable. Yonah's sons are Abdezdin. Yehonah's son was the Abdezdin. You have to tear kri for Abdezdin. Al Am Hashem, the Abdez Israel, Elu Shmuel Saros. Shmuel Saros means that the army was decimated. Omer Le Rab Bar Shvol Rav Kahana, the Eima Ad Havikulo, maybe you only tear kri if all of it happened. But not in any one of them separately. Omer Le Al Hitsiko Inyan. It says, Al Israel, Shaul, the Al Yonason, each one by itself would have warranted the kriya. Morris says, "Umi karin Shmuel saros? Do you tear kriya just for Shmuel saros? The Hamru le Shmuel kotlishvur malka tracer alfe yudoy the mezikas kesri velokar." They inform Shmuel that Shvur Malka, the king of Persia, killed 13,000 Jews in mezikas kesri. And he didn't tear kriya for that. So surely Shmuel Saros, here 13,000 Jews are killed. Right? Lo amru ela barov tzibur ukamaisa shahaya. Shmuel Saros means it has to be either, according to some Rishonim, rov hatzibur is killed. Or rov hatzibur is involved, even though rov isn't killed, but it's over there by the plishtim, right? Rov of Klai Yisrael were in the battle. Even though maybe most of them weren't killed, but since it affected most of Klai Yisrael, that's Shmuel's role. Or, according to the Ramban, has to be mamish, the rove of Klai Yisrael has to be killed in order to tear kriya. Mordechai says, "Umi kotlu Shvur Malka Yudoi, Shvur Malka killed Jews." Well, Amar le Shvur Malka le Shmuel, Shvur Malka once said to Shmuel, "Tesi le lokatli Yudoi meolam. I my sechui osar that I never killed a Jew." Mordechai says, "Hasim inu garmin nechshay." He meant he never killed a Jew without warrant, they being warranted, but they brought it upon themselves. They rebelled against him, so he had a right to kill him. Domer Avami lekal yisere de mezigas kesri pokashura delutkia, because of they used to playing on harps, celebrating the fact that they rebelled against Shmur Malka. So if you rebel against the king, you deserve to be killed. And because they rebelled against him, because of the music of the harps and Mezigas Kesri, because of their rebellion, they were rejoicing over the rebellion. That's why the wall of Lud was knocked down, and they came and they squelched the rebellion. Rashi, Barov Tzibor, Rov Yisrael, Chamaisa Shahaya B'Shol V'Yonason, like over there where we learn it from by Shol V'Yonason. Gormel and Afshayu de Mardube, they rebelled against Shvur Malka. The Hadakomer Lokatli Yehudoi wrote Salomer Bechinam. I never killed anybody for no purpose, but here there's a purpose. Lekol Yisera, Lekol Kinoros Shemardu. They were rejoicing on their rebellion with their harps. Okay. Al Birkas Hashem.
What about
Song? What? Yeah, it could be the what's it called. Could be you do have to fast, but we're learning the Dinim of Kriya from here. You have to fast, and just like any other tzoros, you have to fast. We do fast for that. We're not for that, but it's similar kinds of things. Like that's the arba tzomos for those things like that. Okay. Birkas Hashem min olam dechsi vayovo eliyokom den chilkia asher al habayis. But it's not talking about a fast after the fact. It's about a fast at the time that it happens, not to make a fast day for future generations. At the time that happens, you have to be before the fast. Okay, so how do you know Birkas Hashem? Dechsiv, Vayoba Eliyakim ben Chilkio Asher Labayis, Deshev ben Hasofer, Beyoach ben Asaf Hamazkir, El Chizkio, Kruei Begodim. Because Rav Sheka, who was a Shaila, whether he was a Jew, who was a Mumer, or he was a Goy. Nafgamina would be if you hear Birkas Hashem from a Goy, if you have to also tear Kriya, only if you hear it from a Jew. So Machlokas in Yerushalmi. Who Rav Sheka was. They heard from Rav Sheka, Gidufim, cursed God's name, and they came with their begotten torn. Tomer Rabbanan, Echra Shomea Mipia, Shomea Chayv Lekroa. If you heard it, or you heard it from somebody who heard it, you have to tear. As Machlokas, we've shown them how that works. Tosfos and Ritvoi things say that you actually have to hear from the people who heard it what they heard. Not somebody cursed God, but they said this and this, so you hear it mamish like they heard it, right? Just you didn't hear it first hand, you heard it second hand. And others hold that even if they just say somebody cursed the Rabbanu Shalom, and you don't hear exactly what the curse was, That also you have to tell Kriya for. The Edom, when they say it over, don't have to themselves tell Kriya because they tore already Kriya when they heard it to begin with. The Shosh Hashamu. Gemara says, "The Shosh Hashamu my havi hokashami hashto." They're hearing it again. Gemara says, "Lo sokadai." You shouldn't think they should have to tear twice. You tore on that. Birkas Hashem once is enough. To see vayik shmo amelach hiskia. Vayikras begodav. Hamelach kara. The heim lo kara. The melech heard the first time he tore. But the other people were there. They already heard it for the second time. They don't hear it. The lo misachim and all that. Rashi. How do you know that you can't sew these kroyim up? Ashi kriya kriya. We learn at Xerishah that kriya kriya from what's it called? From Vayikarim David. Shnayim. Right, so here all these things are also kriyas, they can't be sewn up. Okay, say Asa Kara Kara, okay, we dug it, okay. Sefer Torah and Israf in Olam, to see by he could crow Yehudi Sholosh Vasos, the Arba. Right? The Yehudi read in front of Yehoyakim, Megillus Echa. So it's Labdakka Sefer Torah, it means any Kisvei HaKodesh that have Shem Hashem in it. Tefillin, mezuzahs, any Tanakh, okay, if you see it, what's it called? Burnt, and according to most shitas, it's lav dafka burnt, but destroyed. You'll see from the Maisa that the Gemara is going to bring down that it's lav dafka burnt, but the Rishalmi seems to say that it dafka has to be burnt. And the Beis Yosef holds it's dafka, the Sefer Torah is burnt, but not destroyed, and other Achronim hold that you have to tear Kriya even if it's only destroyed. So it says over here, and again, it's not only a Sefer Torah, any Kisvei HaKodesh, which has Shem Hashem. When they read him 3-4 psukim from Eicha, the Megillah that Miriam Yahu wrote, so they brought the Megillah to Yoyakim. So this is before the Churban. Miriam Yahu wrote it, the Nevuah, on what the Churban was going to be. So, Amr Lei Yoyakim, Kosav Yirmiya Sefer Kinos. So, Vayikara Betar HaSofer, Vahashlech Olaish. So he cut out the Shemos of the Rabbanu Shel Olam from Eicha, and he burned it in the fire. Right? Or he cut up the Megillah and threw it into the fire. Asher al Ha'och, my Shalosh Da'osos V'Arva. What it means? He read a few psukim and then he tore it up and burned it. Amr Lei LeYoakim, Kosev Yirmiya Sefer Kinos. So they said to Yirmiya, if they said to Yoyakim the king that Yirmiya wrote this Sefer Kinos, he's prophesying that everybody's going into Golus. Amar Lahu Maxi, they read a little bit to me. What does it say? Eicha Yoshua Vadad. Amar Lahu Ano Malka. That doesn't affect me, right? The people will be desolate, but I'm not going to be affected. So okay for me. Amar Le Bachol Sifka Balayla. It says Bachol Sifka Balayla. Amar Ano Malka. That I'm a king, not going to affect me. Golsa Yehuda Me Only Ano Malka. Darchei Tzion Avelos Ano Malka. Hayut Sorehol Arosh. The tzorin will be the head, not you, right? Omer lehu man amro, right? Who says so? So he says ki Hashem hoga rob shoel. He said that the Rabbanu Shlom said it because of the averus that you've done. Miyad kader kol askoro sheba the sarfan ba'esh. He cut out. He said the Rabbanu Shlom said it, so we'll get even with the Rabbanu Shlom. He cut out all the shemos from Eicha and burnt them in the fire, right? And then he threw the whole Megillah into the fire. Behind the sea, below Kochtu, below Korosh Bigdehim, Nechlal, the boy, Lemikra. They were afraid to tear their clothing when they saw what Yoyakim did. They're afraid of him. Right? So, but Mashman, that they should have torn their clothing. Homer Le Rapopal Abaya. Eimar Mishum Shmuel Saros. Lechora, why shouldn't they have torn Kriya because of Shmuel Saros? They heard that it's going to be a Churban and they're all going to go into Golis and it affects Rove of Klal Yisrael. You don't tear Kriya for Shmuel's roles that are going to happen, only things that did happen. Okay. Even though here it's a Nebuah, you don't tear Kriya till it happens. Rashi. What? Good Kasha. So there they did it Mishum Tshuva, not because of the Shmuel's roles. They did it to be more than to Tshuva. They asked that question though. Shalosh Dalsas the Arboa, Kolomar, Arboa Psukim. They read him four psukim. Ano Malka. The Amalka lo kshiv klov doesn't say anything about the king. It's talking about the people. Big deal. Hayut zorel l'rosh. Anochri rosh v'lo ata. But when you got to the pasuk, hayut zorel l'rosh, fifth pasuk, right, and then it means you're not going to be the head. Then it was nogeya to him personally. Then he got upset. Mishum shmuas rosh. Ala golos he boil the mikra. The chori should have torn kriya because of the shmua that there's going to be a golos. Where it says, no, what's it called? You don't tear kriya on shmuas rosh. It didn't happen yet. Omer of chelbo, omer of huna, haroa sefer Torah shenikra chayv lekroa. Even a person saw a sefer Torah that's torn. So those who say that it's only burned have a different girsa here, sefer Torah shenisra. But those who hold that it's, even if it's destroyed, even if it's torn in such a way that it's destroyed, chayv lekroa shtei kriya, to tear two kriyas, echad al agvil v'echad al aksav. You have to tear for the parchment, which has kedusha, and for the ksav. And the shaila is, what happens if only one is destroyed? Right? Only the ksav is destroyed. Right? It's what's called dissolved. Only the parchment is destroyed. It's destroyed in a place where there's no ksav. You have to tear kriya for one of them alone, or only if there's both of them, you have to tear two kriyas. Shenemar, achrei srok ha-melech ha-megillah, v'yesh ha-dvorim. It's two things. The megillah, which is the cloth, and the dvorim, which was on it. Rav Abba, Rav Huna bar Chiya ha-v'yasli. Rabbi Abba and Rav Huna bar Chiya were sitting. Kamei de Rav Abba, and then they were sitting in front of Rav Abba. Bo latnu ye. So he wanted to go to the bathroom. Shakli l'totas. He took off his tefillin. Afsei abe sadya, and he put them on what's it called on what's abe sadya? Put them on the shelf. I guess there's a shelf over there. Somebody has English or Hebrew abe sadya. I think it's on a shelf. So he put them on a shelf, on his tefillin. Asya basna amisa, so an ostrich came, right, boy lemitle, wanted to swallow the tefillin, right. Omar hashti chayvili shtei kriyas, if the ostrich would swallow the tefillin, I have to tear two kriyas, one for the parchment, one for the ksav. Omar le menolacha, v'ho b'didi havi ubda, v'asai v'kamei d'rav masna, v'lo havi b'yode. How do you know that you have to tear kriya in such a situation where an ostrich destroys the tefillin? Right? From this maisa is mashma that you have to tear kriya even if it doesn't burn, it gets destroyed. But the Yerushalmi, they say the reason that you don't have to tear kriya over here is not for the same reason our Gemara says. Our Gemara says a different reason, right? But because it wasn't burnt. So according to the Yerushalmi, the Beis Yosef says it's only if it's burnt, and it could be that our Gemara doesn't argue on that. Just as another answer, and the other Achronim say from our Gemara is clear that even if it's not burnt, it's destroyed, you also have to tear kriya. So they say, how do you know that you have to tear kriya in such a situation? Because this maisa, similar maisa, where something was destroyed in a similar way, kisvei hakodesh, was brought before a masna, he didn't know. Asai lekamei de Rav Yehuda, v'omar li hochi omar Shmuel, lo omru ela bezroach maisa shohaya. It has to be where it's torn forcibly, not by accident, by an ostrich, but it's torn by goyim, right, like the case over there, or by yidden, that do it on purpose, and in a way that does not, it's unsavable, Rashi says. But if you could have saved it, right, and it happened by accident, then you don't tear kriya. Rashi, es ha-megillah zagvil, v'es ha-dvorim zagsav. Hashta ishokaluhu namiso iboili lemikra al gavil val ksav davi kenisra. If it would be destroyed by an ostrich, same thing as being burned. Bizroa shein yochalat silo. Bizroa means, has to be in such a way that you couldn't have saved it because the king over there, you couldn't stop him. Over here, you could have stopped the ostrich, right? So it was an accident, therefore you don't tear kriya. Okay. Ukamaisa shahaya de yokim. Avod namisa de motzil hatzilo mikra. Ora Yehuda Minolan, how do you know you tear Kriya on Ora Yehuda? The Chsiv, Ayavo, Anoshim, Mishchem, Mishilo, Mishomrom, Shmonim, Ish, Megulach, Ezokan, Ukruei, the Godim, Umisgodidim, Umincha, Ulevona, Beyodim, Lahavi, Beis Hashem. People didn't hear about Churban Beis HaMikdash, and they were bringing a Mincha and Ktores to the Mikdash, and then they saw that the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. So they tore Kriya. Omra Pchelbo, Omra Ula, and Omar Ulubi Roa, Omar Abelazar, Haroa Ora Yehuda Bechurbanon, right? If you see Ora Yehuda Bechurbanon, it's a machlok, is what that means. Some say Bechurbanon means literally that they're destroyed. But if they're built up, you don't tear Kriya. Others say even if they're built up, but they're under the rule of Goyim, you what's it called, Cher Kriya. Bizman Hazeh, where they're not under the rule of Goyim, and they're built up, so we don't Cher Kriya on Ori Yehuda, only on the Makom HaMikdash. So when you see Ori Yehuda b'Churbanon, what do you say? Ori Kodshecho Hayu Midbar, the Koreya. First you say this Pasuk, Ori Yehuda, Ori Kodshecho Hayu Midbar, and then you tear kriya. One reason is to be ma'orer, that we say you always have to tear kriya b'shas chimum, when you're nisragish, when you're emotional. So the pasuk brings you to the emotion. And others say you have to designate what you're tearing for, right? So you designate, I'm tearing for this. Yerushalayim b'churbana, when you see Yerushalayim b'churbana, Omer tzion midbar haisa Yerushalayim shmama b'koreya. You say Tzion, Midbar, Hoysa, Yerushalayim, Shemama, mentions Yerushalayim specifically, and you tear Kriya. Same thing over here, Yerushalayim, where it's under Jewish rule and it's not destroyed, could be you don't have to tear Kriya. Beis HaMikdash b'churbano Omer, but the Beis HaMikdash is still Chorev. So therefore, everybody tears on the Mikdash. Beis Kodshenu v'Sifarteinu, Asher Hilulucha v'Seinu, Hoyo v'Shreita Seish, T'chol Machmadeinu, Hoyo v'Chorva v'Korea. You say this Pasuk, and then your Korea, that's what you do by the Kosovo. When you see Makom HaMikdash, you have to tear Kriya, and you tear Kriya after you say this Pasuk. Korea al-Mikdash y'mosev y'shalayim v'raminu echad ha-shomea v'echad ha-roa kiven shigia l'tzofin Korea, right? It doesn't have to be somebody who, what's it called, only saw, but somebody who heard about Churban Beis HaMikdash. So obviously, all of us heard about it. You know, you don't tear the second time you hear. But what about a Tinnik Shanish? But a person never heard about Churban Beis HaMikdash. He was in Russia, and he came out, and they started teaching him, and they told him about there was a Beis HaMikdash, and was destroyed. The first time he ever heard. So some hold, he has to tear Kriya. Yeah. And others saw the Ritva's Mashma, that it's only somebody who once saw the Beis HaMikdash and then heard it was destroyed, even if he didn't see the Makom HaMikdash, he has to tear Kriya. But it's not Nogeya anymore, because nobody ever saw the Beis HaMikdash. So somebody who never saw the Beis HaMikdash and just heard that it was destroyed doesn't have to tear Kriya. Kiven Shehigia L'Tzofim, when you come to Tzofim and you can see, that's from there you can see the Makom HaMikdash. Tzofim, we had already Machlokas and Tzachim, whether it's a name of a place, right, that was within where from there you could see the Mikdash, or it's any place around the perimeter of the Mikdash where you could see it, that's called Tzofim. Korea, the Korea al-Mikdash was answered by Yerushalayim. You tear two separate Kriyas, one for the Mikdash, one for Yerushalayim. And here it says you can just add to the Kriya you did for the Mikdash for Yerushalayim, not two separate ones. Lokasha, ha the pug of the Mikdash Bereisha, then you tear for the Mikdash and you add Yerushalayim. Had the pug Yerushalayim bereishah, you tore first for Yerushalayim, then you what's it called tear a separate kriya for the mikdash. You don't just add on to the kriya of Yerushalayim. Rashi, had the pug the mikdash bereishah, you go into nichlas Yerushalayim b'shidah v'tevel. You went into Yerushalayim in a closed box, so you didn't see Yerushalayim first. You opened the window of the box when you saw the Beis HaMikdash. The low raw Yerushalayim and Shirah Beis HaMikdash. Then Korei al HaMikdash, you mosifal Yerushalayim. Since the first Kriya, so the Mikdash, you add for Yerushalayim. Aval b'shalom nichnas b'tevu, pog Yerushalayim reish, but if you didn't go into in a box, then you normally see Yerushalayim before you see the Mikdash. Korei al Yerushalayim, then you have to tear two separate Kriyas, one for Yerushalayim, and you don't add on to the Yerushalayim one for the Mikdash, you tear a separate one for the Mikdash. Okay, let's go on. Tana Rabbanan v'kulam rishayin v'sholon ulamolon ulaloktan v'lasosom kemin sulamos avalolachosin. All of them you can sew back in an abnormal way. Sholalon, molalon, lokton, and sulamos, you make the stitches like a ladder, right? Rashi, lamolon, the kapil beged b'tfira, fold it over and cover it over by sewing it, but not sewing it up, but sewing it over. The stitches are not one next to the other. Far away stitches. Looks like a ladder in the thing. That's mutter, but not to, what's it called, to sew it up where you can't see that it was ever torn. And the Mara says, right? Ichui Alexandri is you couldn't tell that it was ever torn. It's sewn perfectly back, but if you could see that it was torn, it was sewn up, but it was torn, that's not called Ichui. That's not called being sewn up perfectly.